Hey, everyone. Welcome back to the show. So I have had a little bit of time off for the podcast and the show. I got sick. I got very, very sick. I had COVID after going to one of the shows for the launch of our app I'm going to talk about today. So I've been down and out for I was down and out for about a week. Then I had to prep for the next event that we were doing. So I realized there's been a little bit of a hiatus here, but if you can't tell, I'm a little stuffy. My head's still stuffy. My ears are popping. I'm just, it's not been a fun couple of weeks. But I feel a lot better. I'm feeling a little bit recovered. So that's why I'm back, and I'm just kind of doing this solo podcast here, just to kind of share some of these things. So for any of you who've been listening to the show recently, you know that I've brought it up many, many times around this with a lot of our guests around this new platform that I've been launching or getting ready to launch here. And we finally did it. We finally put it out there. And these were over the past couple of weeks. I went to two different shows, went to one in Virginia and one in Pennsylvania, to actually get this thing launched. And this is going to be just a quick hitter review of a couple of lessons I learned, some reasons why I think it didn't go the way I wanted it to. But I think this will be really helpful for any of you who are maybe thinking about launching a new product or getting into a new business, especially with this world just kind of going the way that it is. And a lot of us are, very high on tech companies and SaaS platforms. They're a great business model, but they can be a little bit hard to launch and to get adoption. And I learned some very, very valuable lessons, which I'm going to share with you right now with this. So if you're not familiar, the platform is called Trophy Makers. It's a taxidermist platform. So basically what it is, on one side, it's a directory for taxidermists where you can find, normally you would just Google like a taxidermist near me if you're hunting or fishing or whatever, right? With Google, you'll see a list of businesses, like a lot of other things, if you search anything near you. But with taxidermy, it's hard to tell. You don't know if the person specializes in what you actually need. Maybe you went out west and killed a mule deer and nobody in your local area does that. Or maybe you killed a moose or you got a different kind of fish or you got a bird or whatever, right? So the idea is to make it the Google of taxidermists. So you can find and you can search for and you can filter through all the different taxidermy businesses that are either near you or specialize in what you need. Maybe some people don't do life-size mounts, but you want a life-size mount, right? So one thing I learned at this last event in Pennsylvania was that when we launched this to the public, when we actually made this public facing, there was a lot of people that gave a really good feedback. They were very excited for this. This was something that people were they saw, they took a look at, and they're like, oh wow, this is actually really interesting, because we were there at a sportsman show with hunters, with fishermen, with people in the outdoors that took a look at this and it was very interesting. They were like, oh, I could. There was a lot of people that were like, I love this. There was one person, he was there with his son, and he was like number one raving fan. It was like, oh my gosh, this is so cool. This is exactly what we need. He's like looking over at his son, like, this is exactly what we need. That was really, really cool to see. That was really cool to see. But overall, there, on the backside of it as well, there's an entire way for taxidermists to run their business, to have kind of a CRM type of thing, an accounting piece, manage projects, do their portfolio stuff, all that kind of stuff. But one thing I realized when we were launching this to the taxidermists themselves, just because you have validation does not mean that you'll get payment and you'll actually find success in that, right? Which is very, very interesting. When I was first launching this, when I was going around, I was actually calling some local taxidermists in my area. And I found that there was some validation when I brought up the idea, when I said, like, hey, here's what we're doing, here's what we're building. There was a lot of people that were like, yes, I would like to be a part of this. Yes, let me know when this is going to be live. Let me know when we can make this happen. Long story short, there's a huge difference between getting that initial validation and then actually getting someone to pay you money for the thing, right? That's a huge, huge difference. But we did get a small number of taxidermists who did want to pay and did want to launch. It wasn't anything big like I had hoped for, just like a mass adoption and payment and sales windfall. But that being said, there was definitely some product market fit. Sorry if there's background beeps here. Let me get rid of those real quick. There we go. So it's very interesting when you talk about like those different different pieces, right? Just because you get validation of someone saying like, yes, I would like this. When it comes to actually getting them to pay any kind of amount of money, I made it actually very, very cheap for people to sign up for this conference thing. That's a whole different leap, right? So that was a very, very valuable lesson learned. I also learned a lesson around product market fit, right? Like I really think looking back on it, what I did find was that the original reason I built the tool was for taxidermists to be able to get clients and to get new business and to grow their business. And what I found was that a lot of them, almost all of them, don't need that. They're swamped with work to begin with. They actually don't need any kind of marketing or advertising or anything like that out there. They just literally get business by signing up a business and just putting it on Google or Facebook. That's it. Like they're swamped. They turn away more work than they actually get by and large, like 95% of them. That's such an interesting thing, right? Because here I have this tool that can allow them to get these different types of clients and there's no need for it, right? That was super interesting. That was a really interesting find when it came to that, because I was like, wow, like that really, really missed the mark. I had no idea that that would be the feedback I got, right? It's just, I mean, for one, it doesn't make sense. Like for me, for my apps and software development business, like I have to market, I have to advertise, I have to promote stuff. That's why I do a podcast. That's why I do a lot of these things. And, you know, it's very, very interesting that, that an entire market like this, just like there's so like the demand really outweighs the supply of people who can actually do it. So it's very, very interesting. So that was really something that I learned. But I think one of the final lessons that I just wanted to share, and I think this really applies for any of you that are out there, that are thinking about, you know, building something or launching something, especially whether it's software, an app or anything like that, partnerships, joint ventures are just as important, if not more important than just getting, I think, your first several users. Like, obviously, I think all of that is important. I think getting your first several, you know, your first handful of beta users, of real users, of paying customers is a validation form. But I think simultaneously, as you're doing that, like searching out these people who can be strategic partners, joint venture partners, is just as, if not more important, I think. Because when I was there at these conventions, like I was in the room, I was right across from the biggest names in the industry, like McKenzie, Ohio Taxidermy Supply, you know, who else was, I mean, even the association presidents, the people who were right there, right? So now that I've been to a couple of these, I'm on a friendship basis with some of these people. I've got a little bit of an in with them. They know me, they've seen me, they've interacted with me, they've met me, we've exchanged information. That is a huge deal when it comes to getting partnerships for me to then go forward and launch and do different things, maybe partner with them in some way. So that was a really, really big win for me particularly, right? So with you, think about the different types of people who are out there that already have, it's all like Russell Brunson talks about the Dream 100, right? Like think about people who already have your customer and meet with the people who have gathered them. You just meet with the one person, you close that one person on, hey, we need a deal to cross promote things or to do whatever. And you're already in, like you have a partnership there that is worth its weight in gold. Right. So I really think that those are important things, you know, important lessons that I took away. So just, you know, you can't force adoption. You can't, you know, validation and payment are two very, very different things. Payment is a form of validation, but just someone saying like, yeah, that sounds cool. That's not validation. I mean, it's a good sign. It's a sign that you're onto something that could be potentially fruitful. But until you actually get people who pay you, then that's a whole different ballgame, right? So that was the piece. Finding your right product market fit, and then partnerships, strategic partnerships, I think are really those three things are very, very valuable takeaways that I had from this entire thing. So anyway, I got a couple more ideas for the way we're going to move forward with it. I'll definitely keep you guys updated. You know, if you're interested in learning more about it, you can send me a message. But I appreciate all of you. Thank you so much. We're going to be getting the podcast going back up. I got another lineup of guests already for the next few weeks and months. So we just had a little hiatus here. So I could kind of recover. I had, you know, I had literally lost my voice for like 2 days. So I just was not in the place to do any kind of recording or content or anything like that. So anyways, hopefully this was helpful for any of you out there. Appreciate all of you. Please leave a review, a rating for the show. And I really appreciate all of you. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you soon.